This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee Summit, Missouri. You are listening to Diligent Teacher with my mom, Lisa Earle.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for tuning in to the Diligent Teacher podcast today. I'm your host, Lisa Earle. We are part of the army of the Lord. We fight for His righteousness, and we fight for our victory over the evil one. In order to fight an enemy successfully, we have to know our enemy. We have to understand how the enemy works, and we have to know the devices of the enemy. We have to be ready when the enemy shoots his fiery darts at us. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11 brings the point home when Paul says, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." If we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor, heaven, we have to be victorious over Satan and his wiles. So what are some of the ways that Satan deceives us in order to turn us away from God? First, let's talk about the heart. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9 says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Have you ever been told to sleep on it? That is because the heart can act rashly. It doesn't take the time to meditate upon a situation. We must be able to train our hearts to slow down and consider God's word. Psalm 119 and 11 tells us, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." We can arm ourselves against Satan using our hearts if we fill it up with God's word. Second, Satan uses riches to deceive us. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 22 and Mark chapter 4 and verse 19 speak of the deceitfulness of riches. Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul." Riches are a part of that fleshly lust. We may think they look wonderful and that they will solve all of our problems, but they can be the root of all forms of evil. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4 says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." If we want to please God, we will not trust in earthly wealth. That is Satan's domain, and we should have nothing to do with it. Next, Satan uses false teachers to deceive us. Many times, false teachers teach some things that are true, maybe even most things that are true. They make people trust them by their true teachings. Once trust is established, it is less likely that people will search the scriptures to see whether these things are true. And therein lies the deceit that Satan uses to his advantage. We must remember what John says in 2 John 9 through 11. "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." We must not listen to nor endorse false teaching. Satan also uses evil companions to deceive us. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33 says that evil companions corrupt good morals. If we constantly have people around us that don't live righteously, it can rub off on us. That is what Satan wants. We have to be so careful about who we spend our time with. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14 tells us, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" We have to be in the world, so always being around Christians is not possible. But even if we work with people who are unrighteous, that does not mean we have to hang out with them outside of work or be best friends with them. Yes, we have to be cordial and kind to all, but we must not let their bad habits corrupt our own habits. The last deceit of Satan that we are going to consider today is fair speeches. Romans chapter 16 and verse 18 says, "For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." Words that drip honey are easy to get caught up in, but that is the reason that God says to meditate and ponder over things that you hear. Also, to search the scriptures to find out whether things are really so. We cannot allow ourselves to get caught up in the well-prepared words of others to where we blindly follow and believe them. Instead, let us do what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. We need to always consider what we hear and read the scriptures to find out whether they are true or not. Ladies, let us know our enemy in order to fight against him so that we can save our souls. Thank you so much for joining me in this study, and until next time, teach them diligently.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.